Tonight's episode of The War Room is brought to you courtesy of the Boston Battle Bunker. That's 69 Penn Street in Boston, Lincolnshire. The biggest selection of bolt action in Lincolnshire. They do competitions, games, and will see to all your needs. In fact, he's got one of the biggest selections of bolt action in the UK. So guys, get down to the bostonbattlebunker.co.uk. Aloha everybody. Getting back to our normal run of things now that life has quieted down a little bit. And hey, a Monday night podcast. How about that? So, when we were down at Lincoln Imps for the Open, a couple of things came up about the multiple launchers, so the land mattresses, the howling cows, etc. And there was a little bit of a rules interpretation debate going on, and I think it found its way onto Facebook during the week. And unusually, Alessio has answered the thread and cleared up the facts. So well done, Alessio. It's really good to know that he looks at these, as he must have a lot better things to do, and he has cleared it up. So for anybody that was in doubt, and I think most of us actually weren't, you choose the main target for your multi-launcher. At that stage, you use the template to target it to the maximum, and then you measure 6 inches from the template to see how many other targets can be hit. Then you roll to hit. Each of those possible targets is only hitting a 6, of course, like usual. So it harks back to the version 1 rules, which is the way I read it, where in the version 1 rules you choose a target unit and then you measured everything within 6 inches of that unit. So the only change being that in version 2 we've got templates, and that did cause a little bit of confusion, and it will be fact in the next load of facts. So that was nice to clear up. It kept us talking over that weekend down at Lincoln on a number of occasions, because we couldn't believe some people were playing it, that because, how were they playing it? They were reading the rules that you couldn't put the template down to start with, which in some ways seemed to make sense, and I could see how they'd read it that way, so that you couldn't measure any of the other units. So it was only if you hit the first unit with a 6 could you then measure onwards for that. And that's not the way it works. You just measure from the unit you're trying to hit, and then all the units within 6 get the possible 6 up hit. If that all makes sense. So there we go, another one cleared up. I wasn't sure it needed cleared up. Bolt action can be a weird and magical game at times. It gives us things to talk about. I also saw one of my good friends, Stosi, from Stosi's Heroes, that you know. He's been quite busy doing bits and pieces for his daytime job, is that the correct way to put it? From his main income, let's put it that way. And so we haven't seen a lot from Stosi's Heroes, but he's put up another 3 airborne models. So they're looking quite good. A couple in crouching poses, which makes it a wee bit different. So I really like those. And he's bringing out a model for war reporter Ernest Hemingway. Excuse me, I'm getting tired. So that was very nice to see. I have had news from Pedian, who make battle boards, that my battle board is on its way and should be here sometime this week. So I'm going to be looking forward to opening that up. We're going up to the club on Friday, and we're actually going to play Test of Honour and see how that works. So that should be fun. I'll actually need to glue some models together for that, but that should be fun. So I'm going to maybe take it up to the club and open it at the club and get some feedback from the guys live as we open it, if you like, and maybe do a wee video for the War Room on YouTube. So it's taken a while to get here, but hopefully that'll be well worth the wait. So not long before that comes out. I had a wee battle with Brian from the club, which I will put up on YouTube this week. It was a 500 point battle. We were practicing for an event Brian and I are going to at Whitley Bay. Originally Harrison and I were going to go, but Harrison's dropped out because he is training for his Royal Marine entry and doesn't want to miss training and things. So I'm going to take Brian. And we were playing our Soviet lists against each other. I did much better than I thought, actually. With Brian was playing a heavy howitzer, so basically managed just to keep out of the road of that, and the heavy howitzer didn't hit. It was a very cagey game, if you do go to watch it. It took us about an hour and a half, an hour and three quarters, but we were just having fun and chatting as we're playing away. So hopefully it'll be entertaining for you to watch. But it was a very cagey game, not much. It was a bit like playing sort of a game of chess and not trying to lose any pieces. But it was a very interesting game. I really enjoyed it a huge amount. Hope Brian did. So continuing my run of wins against Brian for the time being. The next event we're all getting excited about now is the Scottish Nationals, which are happening in May. So anybody who wants to come up to Scottish Nationals, go and look on Facebook. If you do a search for Scottish Nationals Bolt Action, you will find it. 2-day competition. You can just go in for one day if you want, but I'd recommend that all. There should be a big, huge bunch of prizes. Craig from the Home Guard Radio is doing the prizes, and Craig and myself are going to TO for the event to let Brian have a run out, because usually Brian's TOing and doesn't really get a chance to do it. So it'll be down to Craig and myself. It should be Warlord sanctioned, so with a bit of luck we'll have the gold and silver and bronze nipples up for awards, amongst other things. And, gosh, what else is going on Bolt Action-wise? Doing quite a bit of painting at the moment. I'm starting a Dutch army. So I'm just trying to find out about the Dutch 1941 or 1940 Western Front. I don't know hardly anything about them. I think their war only lasted about a week, give or take, so I need to do some historical research. If anybody has some, please get in touch with me. Thanks to Jamie Tranter, who put me in touch with a guy that actually makes the models and knows a little bit of the history. So over the next couple of weeks, I'll be looking into that. But the poor old Dutch don't get much. This was it stemmed from a YouTube video we did, one of the war rooms, and I've seemed to have a name for for playing cheesy armies, so I decided we were going to go totally the other way and asked people on YouTube what they thought would be the most difficult army to play, and I meant for me to play, so the least cheesy army I could find, and it looks like the Dutch came up trumps. I will be doing Polish Warsaw Army when Jamie's models come out. I see he's just actually put up the officer model, which looks excellent on YouTube and various places, so go and have a look at that. You can still sign up, and I will be, once I get my new shop up and running, which should be in the next, hopefully in the next month, when those models from Jamie come out, I will be stocking them, so you'll be able to get them at the War HQ. So looking forward to that. But the Dutch army is coming up. When I looked at the selector list that I've got, the Dutch don't get very much. I don't get any veteran unit troops. They've got, is it two armoured cars or three armoured cars? They've got two or three tanks. All are one World War I tanks. And they're all, I mean, their best tank is a Marmion Harrington, which is about 50 odd points regular, and it's got I don't even think it's got an MMG, it might be an LMG it has. So it's a rather expensive pillbox. They've got their armoured car, I think was about 125 points, and comes with a lot more machine guns, so it's better than the tank and more expensive than the tank. So they do get they run with the kind of the French rules. So they get the free artillery piece. So it looks like artillery is going to be a thing. I'm kind of thinking about taking a medium howitzer in a single platoon list and maybe a Bofors anti-tank. I think there was a Bofors anti-tank, anti-aircraft gun of some sort. Or it could have been an Ullerkin. I forgot the name of it now. Anti-aircraft. So possibly look at that. So we've got a heavy automatic cannon. So it gives us possibly a maximum of 4 1-inch templates. Could be handy. I think it gives us +3 pen, so it must be a heavy anti-aircraft. So it could give us some anti-armoured car protection, I guess, with armoured piercing. If you take 3 inexperienced troop units, infantry units rather, you can get a 4th for free. So it looks as though we'll be running inexperienced troops. I didn't look to see what the officers are, so possibility is I'll be running a captain, perhaps. We'll see. So I need to start making a list for the Dutch and then start to put an army together. It looks like I'm going to have to use metal models, which is not my favourite, but that should be interesting. So hopefully in a month or two we'll have a Dutch army on the road, and we'll see how I get on with a Dutch army when I'm playing competitions for a bit. And then by the end of the year I think I'll dig out the Royal Marines again and start playing the Royal Marines again, because I do like my Marines again, but they don't really have very much. The fashion at the moment seems to be for running big dice armies, so armies with lots of dice is what I mean. So it's running smaller dice armies puts you at a bit of a disadvantage in some ways, but I'd like to take it on and get the Royal Marines back out and go back to my historical list for 4-7 Commando and play that for a little, maybe at the back end of the year. I'm quite looking forward now to the new bolt action starter box that's coming out in the summer, which will be El Alamein. So we'll see new plastic Desert Rats and plastic Africa Corps models coming out. So I'm quite looking forward to that coming out. I don't think I would be, because desert's never been one of the things that I've been interested in. So I might do a small army of Africa Corps, and I might goad me into finishing off. I've got a Perry model Desert Rat army that I might finish off, maybe put that up for sale, get it finished and put it up. Looking forward to going down to Whitley Bay's Mayhem competition. It's a escalator competition, so 500 points, 750, 1,000. The previous army has got to be all inclusive in the following army, if that makes sense. So your 500 points has all got to be in your 750, and the 750 has all got to be in the 1,000. I was thinking of running Soviets. I think I ran Soviets last year at the event. I'm thinking of running them again this year, but Brian's taken Soviets. I'm not sure I'll have the Dutch ready for then. So if I don't take the Soviets, because I really do like this, I like just about every army I play. Who am I kidding? So if I don't take the Soviets, I'll maybe take the Royal Marines and give them a run out. The only disadvantage with the Royal Marines really is that at 500 points you don't actually get very much in a Royal Marine army. I might have to get a little bit creative and maybe not be quite so historical for Whitley Bay Mayhem. We'll see. The 4-7 list is, I like the 4-7 list because you get to take the big command squad of up to 6 guys, which makes your command squad a wee bit more useful. But then again, you're kind of losing a dice because you've got that big unit on. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. It's still up. I think I'll need to decide in the next week or two what we're taking to that. Elsewhere, I've got quite a lot of stuff to do with material that I've taken. I've got a few interviews. I've even got some interviews from Adepticon that I haven't put up yet. I've got some interviews from Lincoln that I haven't put up, so I'm going to put them up in the following week. I might even just do a War Room special with those interviews on it. What else have we got lined up? I have found a solution to being able to video games at competitions. I've been asked to do a few of those in the coming year, and I was really trying to get a setup which I could afford and obviously was going to work, and I think I found a camera solution, so we shall experiment with that over the coming week or two and see if that camera's going to work. And if it does, I need to purchase another 2 of them, so I've got 3 cameras, and then we can do commentary from a distance so the players can't hear as we tape the games. So we'd have 2 cameras on the table, 1 camera on a dice tray so we can get the dice rolls, and then I'd be watching from a distance on a screen and doing commentary on a screen, hopefully with somebody else. So that's one of the things we've got in the pipeline at the moment. What else are we working on? Well, we've got Scottish Nationals. It looks as though we have a special event. A special new event will be coming up next year. Some people know about it, but I'm hoping once we know who the event manager at Warlord is, they should be announcing that very shortly, who the new event manager is. We can get a wee chat with him and we'll have a big special announcement on a new event on the calendar for next year. Oh, what else have we got coming up that I'm working on at the moment? At the moment, I'm working hard to get the shop done for the War HQ. We've got a new shop and we're looking at selling some buildings that myself and Bill Ferguson have been developing. We'll be selling custom counters on there, which I do with Brian Forrester, who you've seen on videos from time to time. We'll also be stocking all of Stosi's Heroes. I'm a bit down on stock at the moment, so I need to restock. So we should be your main source for Stosi's Heroes, guys. And gosh, what was the other thing we were going to stock? I can't remember off the top of my head, but we'll get that shop. So we're working on that at the moment. And I'm planning on doing a Patreon page, hopefully building that up over the next year or so. So quite a lot on at the moment. So that's what's on my bolt action brain tonight. The next one will go up on Friday. So we'll see what's in the news for the coming week and talk to you all next Friday, guys. Mahalo for now.